I'm going. I had this message right here from the Lord way before Tuesday. Thank you, Jesus. And he gave me the preacher, you know, he gave it to him, the things that's going on in our life that, you know, God wants, it's something that God wants us to know. You know, God is a wonderful God.
Yes, he is.
Came down here to talk to us. And there was one thing that he knew that we was going to need in our life down the road that he talked to the disciples about. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to go to Matthew 9. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start with the man with the palsy. But I'm mistaken, it might be the a disease like leprosy.
Yeah, paralyzed.
Yeah. It does paralyze you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And but one thing about this disease, that it not only makes you sick and paralyze you and your arms, everything wither up, it considered a sin.
Right.
You're a sinner. You did something wrong or bad, and God put this disease on you. That's the way they thought in those days, the Hebrews and the Israelites and stuff like that. But in this scripture, it's a good part in this scripture that I want y'all to pay attention to.
Amen.
And it starts like this: and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into the his own city. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, laying on his bed. And Jesus seeing their faith, and said unto the sick of the palsy, son, y'all read that part with me. Be what?
Be of good cheer.
Thou sin be forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to hold on to the scripture. Be of good cheer.
Uh-huh.
I had an Old Testament scripture in Numbers where the Lord told the children of Israel to be of good courage. That's the exact same meaning of be of good cheer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Well, being of good cheer mean you what?
Good courage.
Good courage and
happy.
Joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said this all through the Bible in the New Testament. Be of good cheer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Go with me. Y'all hold on to that thought. Be of good cheer. We're going to have troubles in our life.
Amen.
Once you become a member of God's church, once you've been a baptized believer,
amen,
and striving to have the Holy Ghost and striving to keep the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm,
and striving to live according to God's word. And he gave us a message. This message, I love this message. I can get four or five different messages out of this certain area in Matthew 14:21. Jesus was trying to tell us stuff before he went home. Was going home, completed his work. He wanted us to know that we was going to have troubles in our life.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Nobody is exempt from having troubles, disturbance,
mm-hmm,
interference.
Amen.
Nobody, the sinner man or the saved man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some kind of problem in your life.
Amen.
And then he used for an example, it was one of my favorite stories about Jesus. Hallelujah. In the 22nd verse of the 14th chapter, we all read this before. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. Thank you, Jesus. And to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a high mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Thank you, Jesus. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. The disciples was in the ship. Thank you, Jesus. And it started tossed,
mm-hmm,
with what?
Waves.
For the wind was what? Contrary. Hallelujah. The wind was contrary. Thank you, Jesus. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto what? To do what? Walking on the sea. Now you can imagine. Thank you, Jesus. You can just imagine yourself. Let's start imagining yourself in the ship that God told you to get in, and got out there in the middle of the ocean or the sea. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a storm came.
Uh-huh.
Huh? The wind started blowing, mm-hmm. and no doubt it probably was 100-foot waves.
Yes.
You know how your boat go down and way up there?
Yeah.
They were scared to death.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. They got out there in that sea and were scared to death. Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Contrary.
You know, they didn't know at the time that Jesus he did this on purpose.
Yeah.
Huh? It was something he was trying to not just show the disciple, huh?
Uh-huh.
But he was trying to show us today.
Yeah.
This the message. Way back then he made this message so we'd know what's gonna happen to us today.
Uh-huh.
There's gonna be waves 100-foot high,
uh-huh.
and winds of hurricane force,
uh-huh.
in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they was in that ship, and they were, can you imagine? I can't imagine myself in that ship, in that water. I ain't going out in no ship anyway. I don't care how big it is. Thank you, Jesus. Cruise ship. Don't never talk to me about going on no cruise ship, boy. Huh? I seen you by yourself. Because I know.
Hallelujah.
The first time I get on a cruise ship, it's going to be a storm. That's just the way I feel. I don't know. Y'all might not feel that way, but I just feel that way. I know why this storm is here, because I'm on a ship. Thank you, Jesus. It'll happen. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't going out there. And they came, and the ship they was on, it probably was about 20 foot long. Huh?
Nothing like
and one of those big cruise ships, what, 190 foot long?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going on the ship. I don't have to. Titanic, it went down. See there? It was somebody like me on that ship. They said that ship was never seen. Yeah. During that time, they must have had an airing on there. It's something. Thank you, Jesus. They were scared. They were shook up and they were scared. And then, you know, while the wind was blowing, and said, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to the sea. Uh-huh. And when the disciples saw him walking on what?
The sea.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine being in their position? We went out there and a storm came. Now there's a ghost walking on the water.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We gonna die twice. We gonna drown and then we're gonna have a heart attack. Thank you, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, that's all we need is a ghost now. Come and charge them too. Thank you, Jesus. This was the message God was giving you. He did this on purpose.
Uh-huh.
He went up in that mountain and he caused this storm.
Yeah.
He orchestrated this.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They didn't know that to the cow, huh?
Yeah.
But it was all planned.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus wanted to make it plain. He wanted to make it plain to us today. Huh? Storms is going to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as you're in this flesh, storms is going to come.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Then they say, what they're walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the part right here. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer.
Amen.
Wait a minute, that sounds good, don't it?
Amen.
Wait a minute, we out here in the middle of the sea,
in a storm,
about to die.
Uh-huh.
Ship on the sea.
Uh-huh.
And then a ghost coming in, and he gonna come tell us to be of good cheer. And it was still storming.
Yes, it was.
And he gonna tell us to be of good cheer. Wait a minute now. Don't you see the ways, Jesus? See, they didn't know Jesus caused the waves. If Jesus caused the waves, he ain't going to sink no ship. He ain't going to kill nobody. He decided, I'm preaching to you now. I'm sending a message, son, way far, for 2,000 years.
Amen.
Way off.
Yes.
If somebody would read this part and take it at heart, Jesus said, be of what?
Good cheer.
Good cheer. He said, it is I.
Huh? Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus had to tell them, now, wait a minute. When I told you it was me, why didn't you accept it was me? Because they still didn't, you know, they ain't never seen nobody walk on water. this was new.
Yes.
It's strange.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus had to tell them in Mark, don't you remember that I fed those people, the multitude, with two loaves of what?
Fishes.
I mean, I just did that.
Yeah.
So before I told you to get in the ship and go on the other side, don't you remember that I just fed all them thousands of people? They forgot that fast.
Yes,
don't feel bad. You forget. Huh? Jesus had to remind us about stuff. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And they come to their senses. Oh, they come to their senses. And Peter said, ask the Lord, can I come out there with you?
If it's you, let me
come. If it's you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus just said, it's me. I'm Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Can I come out there with you? Jesus said, come on. Come on out there. Come on, come on. And Peter climbed up out of the ship's head, stepped on the water.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
And he was walking.
He was on.
He was walking
towards Jesus. Huh? Yeah. See, this is a whole other message, Sister Carol.
Mm-hmm.
You see how many messages in there?
Yes.
Huh? Thank you. Remember what I did? It is me. Thank you, Jesus. Be of good cheer.
Hallelujah.
And Peter got out the ship and started walking towards Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
He did one thing wrong.
Yeah, he took his eyes off.
He looked down.
Yeah.
Huh? That was one thing he shouldn't have did. Just keep your eye on Jesus.
Yeah.
Eye on Jesus.
See, that's another message. How many of that's four? Huh? By four messages, to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
See, Jesus, he orchestrated all this in one little incident.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Keep your eyes, I heard Peter say, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look down. Don't look back. There are all kind of messages. I just want get a pie out of it, get a cake out of it, get a bologna sandwich. It's all there.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And that's one thing you don't want to do is take your eye off Jesus.
Yes, right.
That's the problem with a lot of people in the church. The reason why they leave and stop going to church because they take their eyes off Jesus.
Yes.
And they put their eyes on the pastor.
On the man.
On the bishop.
On the man.
No, 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 no.
No, no. How do you keep your eye on Jesus? You read your Bible.
That's right.
For yourself.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. No pastor should tell nobody in the church, I do the reading for you and I do the preaching for you. You don't have to get in the Bible and, you know, you don't understand. No, 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 no. A preacher's supposed to tell members of the church, read the Bible for yourself.
That's right.
No, if you just read two verses a day, two verses a week, the whole Bible in a week, wherever you want to, read the Bible for yourself.
Yes.
That's keeping your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
And Peter took his eyes off. As long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he was fine.
Yes.
He was walking on water.
Yes.
Don't try it, but here, because... If you do walk on water, I want to be there. I want to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He kept his eyes on Jesus. He was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And all of a sudden, he... The boat, the ship was behind him,
uh-huh.
And Jesus was in the middle, he between the ship and and Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute. Now, if he could just speed it up a little bit, he'd have made it. Huh? He probably was going, huh?
Testing it. Testing it.
I'm walking on water. Oh, man. Oh. You know, can you imagine the waves still is going on, how the waves do?
Yeah.
And the boat go down, and then waves. That's why I respect the fishing people. people that go out and catch them crabs and, and those fish and all that stuff. I respect them.
Yes.
They go out there and the boat is down here and the wave is up here. I don't think I ever could do that. No, no, no. I hope God never asked me to come walk on water tooling. Did y'all hear me? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got faith. But I ain't going to test it. No, I'm not going to test it. Thank you, Jesus. I know when to use it. Thank you, Jesus. But when he took his eye off of Jesus, he started sinking. Sinking to the point that he was going to drown. And then he, here's another message, Sister Carol. He did what?
He cried.
He said, no, he didn't say his name, did he? He said, Lord, save me. And what did Jesus do? Straight down. Oh, come on. Come on, Peter. Come on, Peter. Come on, come on. These trials and tribulations that we think we have, which is nothing, huh? Thank you, Jesus. God is still telling us to be of
good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. God wants his people to be happy. Thank you. Somebody said, why that person always happy? Why are you always happy? Because I got Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm happy that I know Jesus. I'm a friend of Jesus. I know who he is. That's why I'm happy.
Amen.
As long as you're in the flesh, you're going to get depressed sometimes. You're going to get tired. Like the pastor said, we're tired. It's going to happen.
Amen.
But be of good cheer.
Yes.
When times are good and times are bad, be of good cheer. That's the message from the Lord.
Thank you.
Keep your eyes on me.
Thank you.
And be of good cheer. We're happy people. For no reason, people going to get on your nerves. People is going to get on your nerves. I do nothing to them. I ain't said nothing to them, did nothing to them. I try to teach them myself, and then they got to mess with me.
Hallelujah.
But what God wants us to do?
Be of good cheer.
Thank you, Jesus. When you're in trouble and your bill's not paid, or you need something, who are you going to call?
Jesus.
You going to call who?
Jesus.
And what Jesus going to say to you?
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer. Be happy.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I can show you in the Bible where Paul got in trouble with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Which is, some of this was in our thought you that it was in my message. Thank you, Jesus. And they wanted to know why he was preaching Jesus. Why he was changed from what he was. He told them, I'm a Pharisee. I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I know everything y'all know. Thank you, Jesus. And the Sadducees wanted to put him in jail and lock him up. Let's go to the scripture. Acts. Before we go there, I'm going to go to St. John 16 and 33. God wants his people to be happy. That's why I know when a preacher is doing certain things to grieve the saints of God, I know he ain't right. Y'all catch that? He's not right.
Amen.
We ain't here to grieve God's people,
Amen.
The members.
Amen.
Somebody that's trying to be saved. We are here to keep your spirit up,
Amen.
Not down.
Uplifting.
Thank you, Jesus. You didn't get saved to be in bound and bondage.
Amen.
God saved you out of bondage.
That's right.
He took you out of that. And we supposed to be the happiest people in the world. I don't want to hang with the sinner man, I want the sinner man to hang with me.
All right.
Did y'all catch that?
That's right.
Amen.
I don't want to hang with the sinner man. I want the sinner man to hang with me.
Amen.
I want to be with that person. He got something I want.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I sure do. Silver and gold, I don't have none. But such as I have, I give thee.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Thank you. Y'all got that?
Yes.
And Matthew said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have
peace.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Be of good cheer.
Hallelujah.
Peace. In the world ye shall have what?
Tribulation.
Y'all hear that?
Right.
Jesus said it. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, but what?
But
Be of good cheer.
I have overcome
the world.
Mm-hmm. I want you to, I came in and overcame the world, the flesh. I fixed this for you. So I want you to be this way of
good cheer.
Good cheer. Be happy.
Be happy.
Every day. When you're sad, be happy.
Yes.
Fight to be happy.
Right.
It's not hard to do. Start reading your Bible. Be of good cheer. Be happy.
Yes.
But we're here in Acts. Now I want you to understand that Jesus was gone. He was gone, gone back to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He was in heaven. I want y'all to take this next verse to heart.
Acts.
Acts 23. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to carry this verse with you.
Amen.
I want you to remember. Matter of fact, write it down and put it on a piece of paper and keep it on a piece of paper with you. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got 23?
Yes.
11 verse. Remember now, Jesus was gone. This is when Paul was on the scene. He was faced with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, huh? Try to pull him into court. So they were going to crucify him or lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And he said in the 11th verse, and the night following, the Lord what?
Stood by him.
Did y'all hear what I said? The Lord stood by him. Uh-huh. And what?
And said
what?
Be of good cheer, Paul.
Now, mine's is in red.
Amen.
Yours in red?
Yep.
When you see it in red,
yeah,
that means Jesus talking.
That's right.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Huh? Jesus came back and talked to Paul in person.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was in person, and Jesus was in the spirit. And he spoke to Paul and told him the exact same words that he told his disciples.
That's right.
Be
thank you,
of good cheer.
Hallelujah.
I got the word here that will show you that Jesus is standing next to you. Huh? What did he say? And the night following,
the Lord stood by him.
The Lord was with Paul. Paul could have lost his life at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know why he could have lost his life at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was converted from Judaism. Is that right? From the law of the Pharisees and Sadducees, biblical law of Moses, huh? He was converted from that. A man that had the power to chop your head off for saying, I love Jesus and I believe in Jesus. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Lock you up in jail as long as he wanted to. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Now, that man was converted into a Christian, talking something different.
Yes.
Wait a minute, you know, you preach the law, you enforce the law, huh? What you doing now? And he had somebody there on his side. Who was on his side?
Jesus.
We know Jesus was on his side, but somebody else was on his side.
Mm-hmm.
The Pharisees was on his side.
Yeah.
If you just go up a little bit, the Pharisees, Pharisees side with him. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna have somebody on our side here on earth, but there, huh? Mm-hmm. We know that. We gonna witness that. Don't y'all witness that?
Right.
Give me a witness.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Because no matter what, Jesus not only gonna stand by your side.
Hallelujah.
He gonna send somebody to stand with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
It's in the scripture right here.
God is so good.
He stood by Paul's side.
Yes.
And spoke to Paul while he was sitting on the throne.
Yes,
sure did.
Did y'all get that scripture?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what happened. So be of good cheer.
Hallelujah.
Don't let nothing put us down. You know, no, get you sad. And kind of, we just waited, huh?
Yes.
We waited, huh? That's it. You wait on the Lord, what's going to happen?
He will come and deliver us.
He's going to come.
Yes.
He may not come when we want to come to the union. I'm heading there. On time, what?
On time.
He's on time. us to be encouraged. Be of courage. Have courage.
Amen.
Be happy.
Yes.
Happiness is medicine.
Yes.
Joy is strength.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is what?
Strength.
It's your strength.
Yes.
Thank you. When you down and out, stop praising God.
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? Just give the Lord a few little seconds. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. He might want you to praise him in just about 5-6 minutes. Huh?
Yes.
And go on. You want to come on, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He wants you to go. Carry on.
Keep on. Keep on. Yes.
And then he'll come.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And lift your spirit up.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My spirit is lift. And long as we be of what, Bertie? We're going to be all right.
Amen.
Be a good cheer.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm not gonna wear y'all out today like I did next Sunday. I won't go. Good cheer. I thank the Lord for my anniversary today.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I made it. 40 years. I want to make the 50 years.
Right.
Got 10 more years. For 50 years. I don't know what God's going to do with me after 50 years. But
4 years.
She might not want me no more. Thank you, Jesus.
For 225.
225, huh?